You're on Daf, Pei Beis Amad Aleph.
We had learned that
Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi had said that the Beraisa that we had learned that we are Moitzi, a Chayv from a Yovam to give to the Isha for a Ksube is Eino Mishneh, it is not Oiska Halten Api Aloche. Because in order to say such a halacha, one has to assume two chumres. One chumre that metaltali mishtabdi liksube, and another chumre that we say shibuda derav nosen, and trei chumre beksube loy amrin. And since the whole chiyuv ksube is a chiyuv derabonon, Chazal would never make a chiyuv that is based on two chumras. Now let us see Tosfos. Le'ashker and Tane de machmer trei chumri b'ksube ve'im toima. So Tosfos asks, v'hodis nan b'hakosef. So Tosfos says a terrible problem. The Mishnah says in hakosef, mishemeis, a person died. V'iniach isha u'bal choiv v'yorshin. He left over a wife, he left over a malve that he owed money, and he left over yorshin. V'hoyoloi, that's on the debit side. He owes all three of the isha and bal choiv, isha owes the ksub and the bal choiv, he owes the choiv. And the Yerushim want to come and Yarshin what's left over. V'hoyoloi, and he possessed Pekodon Oymilve B'yad Acherim. He possessed either someone held his Pekodon or someone owed him money. Now, we have here three interested parties who want to come to the, let's speak about the Loive. Want to come to the loive and they want to be goive the chayv. The yoshim, taine, the yoshim, so the chayv goes to them. And the ishim bal chayv says that you should pay us since the mace owed us money. Is raptal fenoimer yinosnu lekoishel shebohem. You should give to the koishel shebohem. Very sosam de kiloshin. Umeforish b'gmor, and the gmor says one pshat, l'ksubis isha mishum chino. Means you should give to the woman that, we have these three alternatives, the yershim, the bal choyv, and the isha, give for the isha. Mishum chino, that, women should, want to marry men. They'll know if there'll be such a situation after the husband dies that, they'll be assured in the exubit. Laman domanami lekoishel shebaraya. Others learn a different pshat in lekoishel. That means if there's lekuchas we can mun from, so let those who can mun from the lekuchas, let them mun from the lekuchas. Those that can't mun from the lekuches, let's say the choyv was chaleda, they should mun from the loive. Same oisek subis isha koishel oyemoide. So according to the other man, the yama, the ksubis isha could also be goive from the loive if it's a koishel sheberaya. Oy im loyhoye bal choyv klal oyenoisna le isha. So we have a terrible problem. So we have here a Mishneh that a ksubis isha is goive from a loive, money, and we have two chumres. Number one, it's metaltalim. And we said metaltalim loy mishtabdi liksube. And number two, it is, we need shibuda darab nosen. L'chayre de loive could say, lav bal dvorim didiyat. I never borrowed money from you. No, we go with shibuda darav nosen. That is true, but you owe my husband. My husband owes me. So therefore I can go and be goive from you. So that's shibuda darav nosen. And we just said that Chumri lo yamrinim b'ksube. So Taisva says, we have a mefashin in the hosom loimin adin ele mitzvah liten lekoishel shebem habenicha. Maybe we could learn a different shot. The Mishnah, not that mi'ikar adin she could be goyim. It would be a mitzvah to give her. No, mitzvah is something else. So then it's no kasha from our sugya. Va'afilu idina hochi. But now Tosis is getting down to brass tacks. Afilu will say that the din is that she can mon from the loive. Yesh loima deshani hosa. There it's different. The ein hayoshin murzokim minapikodin vahamilde. The yoshim are not murzik in the pikodin, in the milde. Lekach ein tzorich l'derabnosim. Therefore, you don't need rabnosim. Since the yoshim are not murzik in the milde. Now, Taisus is very unclear. But Taisus in Bechiris and Daphnun Beis elaborates a little. And Taisvis explains when do we need Rabnosen and when don't we need Rabnosen. So Taisvis says as follows. If the Malva would be alive, if the husband would be alive, and she would want to come to the Loive and tell the Loive that, you know, let me tell you, you owe my husband money, my husband owes me money, so let me go over from you. Then there's a machloikis, Rav Nosson and the Chachomet. Rav Nosson says that she buddhed Rav Nosson. The Chachomet said, no, la'abot v'om didier, I have nothing to do with you. So Taisva says, that is if the Malva is alive. She'oz yaimru she'ein meitzivin miloive she'yesh loy, ביד אחרים, לסובס קרושוסוי או לבעל חויב, לפי שיש לוי כוח גודל במומן זה, שיש ביד אחר. Because the husband has a big כוח in that money. So, I saw Nayela Sashacha, he tries to, the Rabbi Chonon has problems with his taisvis, but Nayela Sashacha says something moiridic. The problem, he says, we have to understand one thing. We have to understand the loive that borrowed the money has to pay up the money. The shaila is, who do you pay up? So now like this, if the Malva is alive, so the Malva has a bigger koyach hatviya than the Isha. So the Loive can tell the Isha, listen, I borrowed from him money, I have to pay him. He's telling me stories, he owes you, very good. That is not my cheshbon. Rav Nosson said a shtik teicher, Rav Nosson said a posik, Rav Nosson ha-shoshem loy, that she's entitled to be goyve from you. The chilkim Rav Nosson say, you owe him. You borrowed from him, you have to pay him. The minute he is not around, now you owe, and she has a schus lig voice, that means pshat is that you owe money and she has a right to be goyve this money because you owe him this is a cheshbon without Rav Nosson. But the Rav Nosson was machadish, even though the husband is alive, we can jump wires and we can avoid the husband and she can go direct to him. The Chelkim HaRav Nosson holds no. If the husband is alive, so she can't take away from the husband. That means the husband has a bigger right to get the money than her. He lent that person the money. So she can't take away from the husband, even though she also has a right to the money. The husband comes first, and the loiva can tell her, laba avon didia. The minute the husband is not around, so then she can come without Rav Nosson. That means if the husband is not alive, he's not coming to take the money, then we have this cheshbon. So, listen, you owe my husband, he owes me, so you should pay me. Not now, if the Yerushim, if we would assume that the Yerushim have the money, then she's taking away from the Yerushim. That means if we would assume that the Yerushim are b'mokim aviyim, so then just like you can't jump the malva, you can't jump over, you can't avoid the tviya of the malva, you can't avoid the tviya of the Yerushim ha-malva. But that Gemara says, Amoyre de Kechidish. The Gemara says over there, that Kozman the Yerushim are not goyve the money, we say it's not theirs yet. So we have her money that has to be paid, and there's a few people that want it to be paid to them, and each one has a right to get the money. So then we say she's not taking away from the Yerushim, because the Yerushim didn't get the money yet. Now let us see what Taisvis is saying. So Taisvis is saying, the Shani, we have, yeah. Vafilu idino, he yeshloimed the Shani hosim, the ain ha Yerushim murzokim in apakodna va milva, the Yerushim are not murzik in the milva. So it's not called, I'm taking away from the Yerushim. Then you don't need Rav Nosson. You need Rav Nosson if I'm taking away from the Malve. So then you need Rav Nosson. So you don't have a right to mon from the Loive. The Malve is adin kedima to mon from the Loive. And you can't avoid the Malve and go direct to the Loive without Rav Nosson. But over here, the Malve is not here. And the Yerushim did not get the money yet, so then she can go to the loiva. Teida. So Teida says, I'll prove to you that she's not taking away from the Yerushim. The loichshivi murzokim. That we don't consider that the Yerushim are murzik in the choiv, and she's taking away from the Yerushim. The havichshivi murzokim. If we would consider that the Yerushim are muzik in the choiv lehave metaltli de du mishtabdi leksuba oile bal choiv. So then it's metaltli de yasmi. Metaltli de yasmi, Tosis had told us on the payala from at base, no one holds is mishubita bal choiv. So it is not considered that it is their metaltlim, that the choiv became their metaltlim. It's not theirs yet. So we are moning directly from the loive without a malve that has a din kedime. For that you don't need Rav Nosson. So it's not to chumres. Aval hoche, but by argemore, when the yovam owed the mace the money, now the mace died. And the yovam was miyabm the isha. So now the mace has the mace has the is a loive, the yavam is a loive, and the yavam yarshent the koyach hamalve, and he's bemokim the malve. It's not even considered metaltli the yasmi yavam bemokim ochiv koi. So rei ha yavam murzik me oisei milve. Sherei, who hachayev? Number one, he has the money. He owes the money. So mamele, so here you are taking, it's not like, sherei, who hachayev? And he owes himself. So mamele, so how is she to come in and take over the place of the Malva? He owes himself. Vafilu ayacheirim chayovim. Afilu others owed the mace money, and he was miyabma. Choshev yovim muzik the mokim ochiv koi, because he's bimokim the och. Kach tzorich the rab nosen. That means the yovim is not a yoirish of the mace. The yovim is bimokim the mace, and that's why we hear Taisvah said that's not called metalpli the yasmi legabi the yovim. So we consider that the mace has a schus gviye from the chayvis bimokim. Then the yovim is bimokim a mace. Bimokim the mace, bimokim the malve, she cannot override the malve, or the yovon who was aimed bimokim the malve. So therefore, there you would need Rav Nosson. The Gemara says that since it's tuchumris, we don't say tuchumris by exuber. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ahu Gavre. There was a person, the Noflele Yevome Bemosa Mechasye. That a Yevome died in the city of Mechasye. Seems he was the Godel. And he wanted to be Miyam. And there was a younger brother, that he was afraid if the older brother will be Miyam, so he'll get all the Yerusha of the mace. So he wanted to make sure they wouldn't be Miyam. Boy, achu ala mifsalo begita mine. So he wanted to go and give her a get in order to prevent the Yovom from being Miyam, and then they'll divide in the chosen. Now we hear the same mice in Daf Peyala from Amid Beis, and that was a mice in Pumpadisa. So this was the same mice in Mosa Mechashe. Omale. So the older Yovam told this younger brother, my daitoch, why do you want to prevent me from making Gibim? I mishum nichsi, ano benichsi polignaloch. You want, the Iker is between you and me, you want to have half of the Yerusha. I'll give you half of the Yerusha. Omalei, no, so they're speaking open. So you speak open, so the smaller brother, younger brother told him, I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. Mr. Finn, I'm afraid the of the sleek, the of it pumpedi soy ramon. I'm afraid, dear brother, you're going to do to me what the Ramai from Pabadisa did to his younger brother. Now, it seems the Pabadisa Ramor, he told the brother that he's going to give him, he says, don't worry, I'll be Miyabim, and I'm telling you, I'll give you half of the Nechosim. I'll give you half of Nechosim. It was Miyabim, and the brother came, and he told them, I changed my mind. So Memele, so this brother told them, you know, Brida Leiben, I don't want to rely on your good-heartedness, so you'll do the same like that the Ramai from Pabadisa did. Omale, so the Godel told them, listen, e boys, if you want, make now a Maisa Kinyan in the Yerusha, and we'll see how this helps, and so finished. It seems over there, and that's how Tais is understood, and the Ritva and Bafay Alfon Beis says, over there, Taka, there was no Kinyan. He just told them that I'm going to give you half of the Nechosim. No, he was a Ramai. But I'm telling you, make now Maisa Kinyan and half of the Nechosim, so no problem. Omar Mabar Avashi, so Mabar, and he made a Kinyan Taka. אמר ברבשי, אף אגב דכי עושה רב דימי, אמר רב יוחנן, האימר לחברו, לכו משויך פורא זו, ולא תהיה קנויה לך, אלא לך 30 יום, לך למד יום קונה. We have such a Indian that a person says, make a maisha mashiach in this pore, and you should be kaina after 30 days, and he's kaina. So, lechere, we could, vafilo emedes ba'agam, even though after 30 days the poro is not in the rishus lekeyach, the poro is standing ba'agam. Afalpi came, he's kainim. So, lechere, here is also the same thing. He's making a maise kinya now, and he'll be kainim after the yibum. Hasam biyodai, over there, it's biyodai to be makne. Hocha, it's biyodai to be makne now. Hocha, love biyodai. But here, it's not biyodai. Period. Now let us see Rashi. Pumpadise ramoi. Later he told him he's going to give him a chelik, and when it came the maisa yet charot. Now it seems that the whole shtot pumpadisa, they had the reputation of being ramoim. Pumpadisoi koirilu ramoi. All of them were ramoim. Kedemrinim ba'alme, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin as follows. Narshoi Nashkech, if someone from Narshoi gave you a kiss, Moni Kochich, count your teeth afterwards, but who knows if your golden fillings were taken out with this kiss. Pupadisoi Livyoch, if someone from Pupadisa escorted you, and he knows where you're staying, Shani Yushpizach, please move out of that hotel and go into a different hotel, because you can have a visitor. Before you know it, they will help themselves to what you have. Ubecheskas habatim kamoi kentoni va'ach viloch ramoi de pumpadis. I'll show you these ramoi de pumpadis. So memele, they were a shemdovo. Alts ramoi. Ploig mahashte. So this brother said, listen, we'll make a deal. Hachzeik bechelkecho meyachshe. Make a chazoke in your chelik now. Va'af al pi she'eino achshov knuyeloch. Now it doesn't belong to you as yet. At she'echnoi still al bi miyabim. Oy she'echloi tzol meik chalitze. Lech she'echnoi ve'eske bekulon. When I'll be miyabin and I'll be zeiche in all the nechosim, zecheyata bechelkecho al pi shechzakticho me'achshav. So lechayre he meant to say, is makne madovo shaloi boloilom. That means I'm going to get a chelik. I'm going to yashin all the nechsei hameis. Make now a chazok and half of the nechosim. So that means you're making a maise kinya now, that when I'll get it, I'll be making to you now. So the maise kinya we are making now, and when I'll get it, it'll become yours from then. That's every other makne dover shaloi beloilom. That's what we do. We make the maise kinya now, and later when it's feasible that the chaloi should be, then the chalais becomes. For example, I sell peiris dekel. The peiris that are going to grow for my dekel, there's no peiris now. He makes now, we make a kinyan, a shtar, a kessel, whatever it is. I'm selling him the peiris dekel. When the peiris come on this world and they become mine, so automatically the maise kinyan that was made before, when it becomes mine, automatically it becomes yours, because the maise kinyan we made then helps that when it'll become mine, it'll become yours. So here's also the same thing. So davar shaloi b'loilam, but you may now ma'ase kinyan. So he told him, that you're not koine. That even though we have a musik neilacha la'ache shloishim b'mashiach hazu, that if I tell someone, make a ma'isa mashiach now, you should be koine la'ache shloishim, v'afilu a'medes ba'agam, that means after 30 days, she'eino b'rshus ha'loikeich, it's not standing b'rshus ha'loikeich. So l'ma'isa, the mashiach of 30 days before helps, because there it's biyodi to be back to him now, so I can tell you be koine la'achesh loishim yoy. So that ma'isekinyin is a ma'isekin. Hilkach mahanya mishiche, so therefore the mishiche helps. Lichshi yiskai matnai shimilu lamed yoy. So that means I'm a bailam to sell it to you. It's my pora. I tell you, make a ma'isikin. You become a lachish loishim yom. So I'm a bar hakno. I can't sell it to you now. So I'm making it tonight that you should only become a lachish loishim. But there, I am a bailam to sell it. But hoche lav biyodoy. Now Rashi is going to give two reasons why it's not biyodoy to be makne. Hoche lav biyodoy lechalkam loy me'achshav lahaknis loy. Im yirtze, I can't be mechalik and I can't be machnet to you. Hilkach ki yomalei nami luch she'echneis zechei me'yachshov lav midihu dekaimelon ki Rab Yosef ki debin en hilchus kabosi lekama bishmait. We paskin like Rab Yosef that a yovam cannot sell the nechosim of the mace to anyone. That's what we learned, because the Nechosim are Meshubit to the Isha for the Ksube, and Chazal were Malim Hashibu, that she should feel secure, that there'll be Nechosim from where she'll be able to be Gaiva Ksube. So Rav Yosef said, Imocha Reine Imocha. So Memele, so he can't sell these Nechosim, so finish, so there's nothing what to talk about. Vafilu islon yibim vachekachilach masha osi. Rashi says, "Vafilu we won't hold like Rabbi Yosef." Abahashta mi eslav biyode, but it's a davishloi beloilam. It's not his now. It's not his nechosim. Will first become his when he's miyab. Period. Let us see Taisvis. Pumpedise rimoi, v'im taime, umar remois also. Why do you call this Pumpedise a remoi? Ha'omar Rav Yosef lahav zvini zvini. Rav Yosef said that if he sold it, it's not sold. So, he's not a remoi. Laloch, he can't sell it. Boy, the matikim bekach doma iflig mahashte. He says, "Maman of Sheikh." Rabbi Yosef said, "You can't sell it. It's not sellable." So he said, "That was the reason by Pumpadise the maker wasn't chal." So he told the maker ma'ase kinyan, but it's not sellable. So what did they think to accomplish? V'aymer Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The Lael, before the story over there was like this. He told him that he's going to give it to him. That was the story of there was no Kenyan, there was nothing. He told him, I'm going to give it to you. And later, after he was Miyabim, he laughed in his face. V'hod kama Rav Yosef, and that Maise, Rav Yosef said, Lav zvini zvini, that how he sold it is not sold. Not that we needed this, he never sold it to him. They never made a ma'isa kinyan. Elafisha shaykh olav oisi edin. Rav Yosef said, if he would have sold it, it also wouldn't have been sold. That's what Rav Yosef said in the payal of Amid Beis. That means Rav Yosef said he can't sell it. A yovan can't sell the nichsei hemeis. Period. That is what Rav Yosef said on Daf Yud Pei Aleph Amud Beis, but they weren't aware of this whole story because Lamaisa Rav Yosef was only speaking theoretically. The story was he never made a Maisa Kinyan. He told them, I'm going to give it to you. And when he came, he told them, Sheet anymore. Period. So now Tosfos is telling us, Tosfos is differentiating between Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Meshicha. Kinyan Kesef, it's always considered that the Mois is Kayim, because if there won't be the Chalois Kinyan, so the money has to be returned. So it's always considered like I'm giving you the Mois for the Kinyan. Mashenke be Kinyan Meshicha, which is a Maisa Kinyan, if the Maisa Meshicha is not existent after 30 days, then the Kinyan can be Chal. The Rav Nami, the Omepe, Kamed above Metziah, Now, over there, why do you need me'achshav? That means, Tosfos mistameh, erekashe, l'cheire there, it was, it was with kesef, so by kesef you don't mean me'achshav. Mishum, so Tosfos answers the stam kniya sada avi bishtar. Number one, normally one purchases a sada with a shtar. The kach tzorich ma'achshav. Therefore, you need ma'achshav shema ye'ove da shtar or yikra. Or it will not be around Bishas Kinyan. Now, let us appreciate what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, if it wouldn't be Ma'achshav, now, we're making a Kinyan Shtar, we're selling a field. Let us understand what the Gemara is saying over there. The Gemara is saying over there, I'm selling a field, and when will the Kinyan be Chal? When I purchase the field. It can't be yours before I purchase. It's not my field. So I'm selling the field, it should be Chal. When I'll purchase it, it should be Knu Yeloch Me'achshav, which sounds like double talk. We'll speak about that soon. That means it is the chalos kinyan is zicher chal l'shekhenu when he buys it. He said me'achshav. Now why? So we have to know two things: why do you need me'achshav, and how does me'achshav help? So l'chayre pshat is as follows. So Tosfos says like this: if the shtar would not be torn, the shtar would be around after 30 days. He wrote a shtar. I'm selling you this field and I'm going to buy it in 30 days and then it'll be yours in 30 days. So now, if the lekeach has the shtar in his house after 30 days, so it's not worse than kinyan kesef that Tosfos said before, the mois is kayim. So we have the shtar is kayim after 30 days so that there wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. So, number one. So Tosfos says, so why did the Gemara say ma'achshav? Why do you say ma'achshav? Because we're afraid maybe the shtar might get lost. Period. Number two. So that's why we need ma'achshav. That means if the shtar is kayim, it's like kesef is kayim. But maybe the shtar get lost. Maybe the shtar get torn. Now, let us try to understand something else. So, what does the ma'achshav help now? Fine. The shtar's gonna get lost. So what does ma'achshav do? So, l'chayre, ma'achshav makes that we are completing the Maisa Kinyan now. That means we are splitting the Maisa Kinyan from the Chalos Kinyan. We are saying the Maisa Kinyan is completed. I finished with the Maisa Kinyan. Why doesn't it become yours if I finish with the Maisa Kinyan? Because it can't become yours because it's not mine. So it can't become yours. It can only become yours when I'll purchase it. But the transaction between the Meicher and the Lekeach was done completely. If the transaction was Nigmar completely, so then you don't need the Shtar anymore. That means mitzad, the moicha, and the lekeich, the transaction was nigmar. That means ma'achshel. From now on, the kinyan should be nigma right now. No, the chalois kinyan can't become because it's not mine. It didn't become mine yet, so it can't become yours. You're getting it through me, so it can't be yours because I don't get it. So fine. So you'll acquire it when I purchase it. That's true. But the shtar doesn't have to be kayim. The shtar can be torn because we were goymel the maise kinyan me'achshav. Period. So that's over there why you need me'achshav. That means Otaisis took care of two problems. Number one, there it's not talking about kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef, there's no problem of kolsa kinyone. Not speaking about kinyan kesef. It's speaking about kinyan shtar. Now kinyan shtar, there's also no problem of kolsa kinyone if the shtar would be kind. But they were afraid, who knows what'll happen. So memele, in order to ensure a fellow the shtar won't be kind, that the kinyan should be chal, so that's why they send me ash. Now, Taisa says, Va'af al-gav de-rav misafkele ba'oimer ma'achsha v'la'ach elamed, which is stiradik al-shaynes. Ma'achsha means it should be chal now, la'ach elamed should be chal la'ach elamed, itno havet. Is it a t'nai? That means, I want it to be chal now, if 30 days pass by, and I don't have chalotet. I chazore havet, or is it a chazore? First he said ma'achsha, then he says la'ach elamed. B'ma'achshav l'shekhena kone, dohod kama l'shekhena, haine mishum da'ine sholoyata, ben yochalak noisa elosh elot l'sheyikochena. So Taisa says like this, the whole problem that Rav had, because there it's double talk, that means, there, if it's ma'achshav, so what is pshat? Lachalamet. If it's lachalamet, what's pshat meyachshav? So there, Rav had two tzodim. Maybe it's a tnai, it's chal meyachshav, but tnai won't be choizer. Maybe it's a chazore. So there, because there, meyachshav lachalamet are stiridik. But over here, the meyachshav l'shekachen is not stiridik at all. The shekachen means that it can first be yours when I purchase it. So what's the meyachshav? The meyachshav means that the ma'aseh kinyan should be now. Void, teretz number two on this kasha, kimin de koma ma'achshav l'b'soif lekelis fukim b'midi. That means Rav Sofik was if he started off with me'achshav and then he said lachalamed. So then maybe it's chazore, maybe it's atnai. But if it was the other way around, he said the shekechena take nuyaloch ma'achshav. So then we say it means the chalais is chaleid and the ma'ase kinyan is now. Ve'im taima, ve'Rab Yochanan dahoche. Rab Yochanan says, we have an argument, me'achshav ula'ach alamed, it helps. La'ach alamed doesn't help, because it's kolso kinyonin. Me'achshav does help. Is my kosova, ichazore havi, if Rab Yochanan holds a chazore, am I kone? So why is he koine? The kivin the chazor boy, a bottle me'achshav. So it's not me'achshav, so it's lachalamed. So it's kolso kinyoni. There's no mashicha lachalamed. You can't be makna pora lachalamed because it's kolso kinyoni. V'itno have, and if we'll say that Rabbi Yechnoz, that's not the way Rashi says by us. So Tais says, I might be nishitei emedes ba'agam. So why does it have to stay, be standing ba'agam yom shloishim? Doch imashma ba'koisev de'davke b'medes ba'agam konem. According to Rashi, if it's a t'nai, afilu emedes b'shus makne nami. Afilu in the 30th day, it's standing b'shus makne. Doch konem e'achshav, kivin d'tnoi have, v'lechoz b'ed lache shloishim. So Taisva says, what is pshat in this ma'achshav? If it's a t'nai, you don't need a mit ba'agam. If it's not a t'nai, if it's a chazor, so it shouldn't help. V'yeshloime de Rab Yochanan letamei, the less late no have, he holds, doesn't hold t'nai. It's not a t'nai that it that after that I'm not chosen 30 days it should be chalam afreya. But loy chazora habi does also not hold that atzah chazora. Ela ma'achshav maschil akinyan ve'inei nigma ad la'achar shloishim. V'chainis le'ba'ima b'kdushin. L'orich tzor sh'tay b'soyv shloishim ba'agam. Shumokim aroy le'mishiche b'isha rabba arachti. So Tosva says, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Me'achshav u'la'achar lamed means that the Maisa Kinyan is starting now. Could also be the Chalois Kinyan is also starting now. And everything is going to be Nigma la'achar shloishim. But al kaponim, the Maisa Kinyan wasn't Nigma as yet. That means it started and everything will be Nigma by shloishim. So therefore, if the Maisa Kinyan was not Nigmar, so you need Bishas the Gmar of the Maisa Kinyan. So Tosfos says as follows. The Maisa Kinyan started, with the Meshiche. Now let us try to elaborate a little bit. In Kinyan Meshiche, there are two chalokim. Number one, there's an inyan of Hiroas Bailas. That means he's Moishech the Behemah. He's balabataving over the Behemah. Kairalova, he boy, calls it in the Behemah, listens to him. There's a musig of Hiroas Bailas by Meshich, I Moishech the Behemah. Afal Pikain, we find that Meshicha does not help Bishus Aram. Now, why doesn't Meshicha help Bishus Aram? If the whole thing is Heiroz Bailas, so let it help wherever he made it. Sarkochoch, there's another chelik of Kinyan Meshicha, that he made a Meshicha into a simte. Now, what is a simte? A simte is a place where a person has a right to keep his chafetzim there. That means that, so Kinyan Meshicha works as follows. I'm being Moshech it, and I'm leaving it in a place where every owner has permission to leave his chafetzim in this mokim. So it is Me'ein Hachnosa L'Rshus. That means, just like we know there's a Kinyan Chotzer. Now, Kinyan Chotzer is mean it is my rishus completely, being moshered into my rishus. Kinyan Chotzer, there's dinim, it has to be Chotzer Mishtameres and Chotzer Mitamyat, but there is such a musig that bringing it into my rishus also helps being Koina Achayfetz. In every Meshiche, there is a Me'ein Hachnosa l'rishus that comes about through that I was moishich the behemah into a simte, I was moishich the behemah into a mokim that I have a right to keep it there, so it's called hachnosa l'rishus. This is called me'ein hachnosa l'rishus. Now Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan holds you can break down a kinyan. You can break down the kinyan can be nimshach. It can start now and be nigma la'achar shloishim. So memele, so the heirois bailes the kechelik of the kinyan meshicha started meshoich porazu. You should be meshich the pore. Okay, so that was the heirois bailes. We started the maisa kinyan of meshicha. It's not mine yet because the second chel, I don't want to be kind of with this Meshicha. This should make, it should be mine now. So so I don't want to be going with the Maisa Kinyan as yet. If I'd be going with the Maisa Kinyan, automatically it would become mine. I can't say I'm making a Maisa Kinyan and it shouldn't be mine. By Adova Shaloi Ba'olam, one can do such a thing. That's what we said before by Ma'achsha, by Adova Shaloi Ba'olam. The kinyan is done completely, and the chalais will be when it's possible to become. But over here, if it is mine now, and you made a Maisa Kinyan, automatically has to become yours. So Al Kochoch, we weren't Goymel the Maisa HaKinyan. We started the Meshicha. The Meshicha wasn't Nigma yet. The Gemar of the Meshicha will be Lachish Loishim. So now, if Lachish Loishim, the Behemoth will be in an Agam, which is equivalent to a Simta. An Agam is a place where everyone has permission and the right to keep his chafetzim there. So the Meshicha, the Kinyi will be Nigma, La'acha Shloishim. If La'acha Shloishim will be Bershus HaRabim, if La'acha Shloishim will be Bershus HaMakne, he will be the Chalukye, and then he made the Yibo, which we have another Chason, the Dover Shloi B'loilom. That means he made a Chalukye and a Dover Shloi B'loilom. Le'yosav le'klum. So he told him it's also nothing. Maskil l'Rav Sheshes. He says, Rav Sheshes, amir dikikash. I don't understand the second question. Hashte yibayim v'achaka achilik. He was miyabim. The nechosim are his now. He could be makin. Afal pikein le'yosav le'klum because of Rav Yosef's din, that we were malim the shibud of the yibome, that he can sell the nechosim which are mishubitar. Is chilek v'acha kach yibem mi boy? So if he made the chalukah before the yibum, so he have now a double chason. It's a double shloim b'loilam. So this is a shaila. You have to ask such a shaila. So the Gemara answers, there wasn't shnei maisim have it. There were two stories. There was once a story that it was yibum v'acha kachilek. There's a shal, what's the din? There was another shal that was chilek v'acha kachibim. The shal wasn't in the base medrash the whole time. He didn't know the psokim that came out from base medrash. He used a shal chilek v'acha kachibim. Yosef Ravnam Rishlokish, Ben Yibam Bachaka Chilek, Ben Chilek Bachaka Chibam, Leyosef Leiklum, Samet Zuvain Sachlai Mezuktani, Vehilchasel Leyosef Leiklum. Halacha, we pass on like Rabbi Yosef that it's not Chal. Zogt Rashi, Shnei Maisim Abba, Misha Shol Zu, Loy Shol Zu. Loy Shama Achin Eser Ishaina. The Achin did not hear the first shaloh. They weren't asked in the Beis Medrash should chaz over this din and then chaz over this din. Alapi ma'isim shiru nishaloh. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'chachamim ha'imrim peiris ha'mechoborim lekarke shaloi. So the Gemara understood that shaloi means that she can't be goyvim from these peiris. So the Gemara is, am I v'kol nechosav achroim v'avoyim l'ksubos? I don't understand. All the nechosim that the mace left over are meshubit to the ksuba of the yevomit. So how can we say peiris ha-mechuborim lekarka belongs to the yavam that's not meshubit for ksubit? Amarish lokish tini shalo. It's a grais in the Mishnah. We have to be goyres. It's hers. That's right. It means it's meshubitar. Whatever the mace left over is meshubitar. Peiris mechuborim, it's mechubah. Mechubah is meshubit for ksubit, so it's meshubitar. Zogt Rashi. So this is no
comparison.
Look, we had such a lotion by Nichse Meluk. If she yarshin a karke, and this peiris mechuborim and the karke, the peiris mechuborim belong to him. The chosom. Peiret kinu le'rabonon, echadike keren kayim. The chachomim were mesakin that a husband is the right to eat peiris. Vahani nami peirininu. So memele, if his wife yashin the karke, and the gomri birshusa, even though it was legodli birshusa, they grew by her moirish, but it's gomri birshusa, so these peiris belong to him. Avolhoche karne upeira didehu. Here there's no shaila who it belongs to. He yashin. The yavam yashin the mace. It's his. Abovishibudo the islo alayu. She only has a shibut. I am the carcass. I am the peris. Umay the mishtabid lo michaim the baal. Lemrinim peiru lavki shibude. And since it became mishubetor michaim the baal, it was mechubet the keperis. It's mechubet the keperis. Lemrinim peiru lavki shibude. We don't say it's peiris that it's not, it's mechubet the keperis, so it's karke. So the Gemara says toni shelo. So we have to make a grais in the Mishnah. And the Rabbonon are not chaylik on this din. Ela atlushim vaksofim. The Chachomim are chaylik on the reish of the Mishnah. If the mace left over peiris tlushim or ksofim, if the mace left over metaltalim, so then the din is metaltalim mishtabdi liksube. Lamei medle mishtabdi metaltalim liksuboso. So that the Chachamim are chaylik. The Reisha holds like Rameh, the Metalta Mishtabdi Liksube. And the Chachamim hold Metalta Loi Mishtabdi Liksube. But Peres Mechbom is Mishtabdi Liksube. Let us see, Taisis Vatlushim Kol HaKoidim Zoch. It says in the Mishnah, if the Baal left over Peres Tlushim, so ever Chaptarayim is Zoichim. So Tais was asked in time of Bishleim Mekodem who Zochem if he went and chapped the Peiris, if the other went and chapped the Peiris, the Ksobot the Metal Tulele Mishtabdi Leksubit Iberish Pekuntras. That's very good. Ela Kodme Ihi, but if she chapped the Mai Zoch, so La Bekiva Dome La Kamom, they Merachmen Bedin, Ela Yid Nosnul Yershim, there we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that a fill of the woman went and chapped the milvor, chapped the pekodin. We take it away from her and give it to the Yoshim. So why don't we take away the peiris from her and give it to the Yavon if she chapped? Mishlam dosim, the league voice. They're speaking about she wants to be goive from the peiris. She wants that the Peiris should become hers, a philokodme ihi leizochsa. So Rabbi Kiva holds it's metaltli the yasmi, even though they didn't have in their issues yet. So philo she went and chapped, it's not hers. Aboloch ishein la le shibut baum aleichosh lekama narachti. Here the whole meduber is, does she have a shibut on these metaltlim? The vow we're not speaking about, she was goyve the metal, does she have a shibut? So the Tvisa helps that she can get a shibut. Zog the Gemara weiter. Konso arehi ki ishtoi l'chol dovo. L'mai hilchese. So the Gemara asks l'gabi what is arehi ki ishtoi. Rabbi Yesi b'Rab Chanina loymer shemegar shebeget u'machziro. That he can give her a get and he can remarry her. In fact, the Gemara, Mekar Shebeget Pshita, it's possible he can give her a get. Why shouldn't he be able to give her a get? So the Gemara says, Mao, the time, I would think get is not sufficient. I would think it says, Lokoch Lelisho V'yibmo. Omar Rachmona V'adayim Yibumim Horishoinim Olea. I would think that after Yibum, she's still considered a Yibumim. And therefore, if he wants to be matar ha-leshuk, he'll have to give a chalitza also. Leitiz gilo beget. It won't be sufficient for him to give the get on his issues. I would think after he's miyavim her and he gives her a get, he has to give a chalitza also to be mafkiya the zikir. Leitiz gilo beget alone. He'll need chalitza also. Kamash melon, that no. That after Yibum, you do not need Chalitza. You don't say, Adayim Yibum Rishayim Alev. Machziro Pshita. Then it says he can remarry. In fact, the Gemara Pshita. No, Ma'adu Teime Mitzvah Deromi Rachmona Lei Ovdo Vahash Tetekim Lei Bisa Reishisoch Nostonga Sachidish. I would think he did his mitzvah ready by the first time being miyabma. Now he gave her a get, I would think now there's an eishes och. Take him lay bisar eishes och, kamash melon, umach zero, that he could remarry her. Ve'im said, you said a beautiful svar, maybe it's like right, maybe he can't remarry her. We learn now from the Pasuk that since he married her, she becomes his wife. Zogt Rashi, Shemegar Shebeget Umarzira, Trei Miliashmina. Megar Shebeget, Vein Natricha Chalitza. A get is sufficient. You don't need Chalitza. Vashmina Shimrotza Larzira, Marzira Kesharisha. You don't. There's no Yisraish Yisach. So the Mor says, what's the Chiddush that I get is sufficient? I would think Adayim Yibumim Arishayim Ola. Afal Pi Shel Lekoch. Even though he married her, I would think, but after he gives her a get, there's still the Zika Arishayim. Doch Yiksiva Lekoch V'yibmo Kamashmo Nasus Kishtoi. Umaleisha Dashinile Lakamon. My Vibmo Dashinila Baltocho be Yibomis. Vibas not coming to tell us that I'm Yibumim Rishoinim Oleho. Nasis Kiishtoi Dersiv Leisha Kroyeseiro. So this is a posik, an extra posik.